God's best for you is that you live a full and satisfied life. You can expect to live out the full number of your days in health when you do it God's way. Let's join Gloria Copeland now for Healing School, a place to receive your healing.
Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." See, there's benefits to this life. "Who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Does that mean every disease in this place? It's the will of God for you to be healed? Amen. Then it says in Psalm 107, "Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted." Fools. Who wants to be a fool? Not me. "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble." And guess what? There's hope for fools. He saves them. When fools cry out to the Lord, what happens? They get saved. Glory to God, there's hope for you. Hallelujah. Anybody here that would come under that heading, cry out to the Lord and he'll save you out of your distresses. He sent his word. And this is the very next thing after that. He sent his word and heal them. Bless God. He's sending his word to us today, right here in this place. This is a healing service. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That's for fools. It'd certainly be for the obedient, wouldn't it? For those that are after God and doing their best to walk on the word of God and obey God, how much more will healing be available to you? But healing is available to anyone who will receive the Lord. He sent his word if you cry unto the Lord in your trouble. If you go to the Lord, you believe him, you take his word for healing. This is the way you stay healed at home every time you have a symptom or something. I believe we should believe God all the time for divine health. And we set ourselves in opposition to sickness and disease all the time. But when a symptom comes, what do? We go after it. I mean, we double up. We go to the word, the written word, and we stand on the healing scriptures. Or, you know, you might just be out sometime and start to feel funny or whatever. You might not have your Bible with you, but you've got your Bible in here. You know what the word says. If you don't know what the word says in here that could come forth at the minute you need it, you're not ready. You ought to meditate in the word and spend time in the word until it's just in there. So at the symptom of a sickness, a disease, a weakness, you feel funny, you have a pain, whatever, a hitch in your get-along, whatever, you pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command that to be healed. You're not coming on me. No, you're not coming on me. I'm healed. By his stripes, I was healed. I mean, be quick to retaliate. Be quick to let the word out your mouth at the first symptom of sickness and disease. Amen? We've got to learn to walk on the word of God and to do things on purpose. God heals all of our sicknesses. Glory to God. Now it says in Psalm 91, if we had time, we might go back over there after a while, but just right now we'll talk about 91:16. "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." So is it God's will for me to die young? No. It's God's will for me to live long on the earth. I believe it's God's will for me to live strong. No matter how long I live, I want to live strong. Amen. Live long and strong. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. I've got to do that to stay up with Ken. He's just a busy little fella. We have to do this job together. And Exodus 23 says, "And you shall serve the Lord your God." That's important. Our part is to serve. Our part is to obey. Our part is to walk with God. Our part is to let God be God. Now, if we don't know what God says, we can't do a good job of that. We have to go to the Word. I've been studying the Word for, I don't know, 40, 48, maybe 50 years. And I still have to put it in my eyes. I don't just go because I read this last year. No, I spend time in the Word every day. And you know what? It's hard to believe. You'd think you'd get over this, but it talks to me every day. It corrects me. You know, you don't learn. You don't go to the Word just to find out facts. You go to the Word to keep your life straight, to keep your thinking straight, keep your mouth straight. You can keep your mouth straight and talking right in faith and love and kindness and gentleness if you'll make an effort on the Word of God. And be aware of it. You know, you have to stay aware of the Word so you don't let things slip. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. I think the Spanish translation says, show Him my healing. Exodus 23, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take sickness away, say away,
away,
away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. You'll live out your long life. What would be keeping you from living out your long life if there was no sickness and the Lord was watching over you? He says, the number of thy days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blessing is in walking in the light as He is in the light. If you never find out what the Bible says, you're going to live. You could be born again and not know what the Scripture says about things, and you're going to be walking in the same trouble the world's walking in as far as the curse that's on the earth. If you want rid of the curse, you're going to have to obey God. And if you're going to obey God, you've got to know what He says. How can you obey if you don't know what He says? That's why we have a Bible, so we can know how to walk, how to be obedient, how things work. You can find out, it is easy to find out how you're supposed to live and how you're supposed to talk and how you're not supposed to talk and how you're supposed to act, how you're not supposed to act. So the blessing to do right in His sight, you're going to have to know some things. That's why the Word's so important. I don't read the Word really to find out facts and you know, just to know something. I like to know something because I don't want to be stupid. But I read the Bible to keep me straight, to keep me walking down the line of what God says is right and off the things that He says it's not right. Like, for a good example would be strife. The Bible, God is against strife. Strife has gets bad results. It causes bad things. It opens the door to the devil. Among other things, do that also, but let's just take strife. Where there's strife, there's confusion. And where there's strife, the blessing's not being able to work. The blessing works when we honor God and we love God. And what does the Bible teach us about loving God? It says if we love God, we'll keep His Word. But I don't know. You say, I don't know what the Word says. Well, that's the whole point of what I'm saying. You got to find out so that you can do what He says. Amen. So that is up to us. It says if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, it didn't just say if you'll hear it once. It didn't just indicate here that just so you've heard what the Bible says. No, it says diligently hearken. Diligent. You got to be diligent about these things. Hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in His sight and give ear to His commandments. So you hearken to His voice and you do what He says. That's exactly what it says. Do what's right in His sight and give ear to His commandments. We're listening to His commandments. We're letting what He says is right get into us and into our mind, into our spirit, into our mind. We're putting that word in our eyes, in our ears, getting it in our hearts so that we will do it. Amen? And follow Him and agree with Him. And keep all His statutes, it says. God says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. To live redeemed from the curse of poverty, of sickness, of the whole curse, what was the prerequisite of that? Obedience. Now Jesus bore the curse for us. We've been redeemed from the curse, but if we keep living under the curse, we're going to continue to have problems that we don't know what to do with. So what are we going to do? We're going to obey God. We're going to get in the Word, find out what the will of the Lord is, get our mouth straight, get our love life straight. That's our commandment. If you walk in love, you're not going to be killing anybody, not going to be stealing from anybody. Love is our commandment. Amen. So we set ourselves, all of us, set ourselves to walk in the love of God. Now, what does the Scripture teach us that love is? And this, you think, well, what's this got to do with healing? It's got everything to do with healing. If you walk in love, it's going to be hard for the devil to make you sick. And if you walk in the light of the Word of God, you're going to know that you've been redeemed. It's God's will for you to be healed. This sickness and disease is not the will of God. And you'll resist it. What does the Bible say to do where the devil's concerned? There is a devil. He's a liar. He's a good liar. He's had a lot of practice. It says about Satan, and this would be true of all Satan's works, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. That means you don't do what he says. If he tells you to do something, you say, get out of here, in Jesus' name. I resist you. Go. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So that's the opposite of walking and living like the world is. The world's crazy. They don't know. Sick them from, come on, as somebody used to say. They think, they have their own set of rules, you know, but not rules of do this or don't do that. They think we can do this and it doesn't matter. Nobody, you know, I'll get away with it. And I'll do this for a while and I'll sow my wild oats. And then when I get older, I'll straighten up. You may not get older, dummy. You can't listen to the world. You can't listen to the devil. I mean, everything the devil and the world does is in the darkness. If you walk in the darkness, what happens? You stumble. So the way to live free in this life is to shut the door on all that junk that's out there. You say, well, I think it's okay if I just do that a little bit. Just go out there in the darkness a little bit. No, it's not really okay. There'll be a price to pay for it. You'll open yourself up, or you'll get caught out there in the darkness and can't get back. Get hooked on things. And I don't know where this is coming from, but I know where it's going. We walk with God. That's the way to stay healed. That's the way to get healed. You know, there may be people here today that have diseases that came because of sin. Well, God's merciful. He's forgiving. You can get forgiveness of that, and you can get healed of that. Isn't He good? I mean, whatever is in our past or our life, if we want to turn around, all we do is say, Jesus, forgive me for that. If you're a believer already and you get in trouble, you, You just say, Lord, I repent of that, and I'm shutting the door to it in Jesus' name. It's really, I think we live in a crazy, mixed up world. It is not a time to be a lazy, disobedient Christian. I want to live out the full number of my days. I'm believing Jesus will come before they get here, the full number gets here, but I want to live out the full number of my days, and I want to live a good life. I want to live in peace, and I want to live in blessing, and I want a good roof over my head. Amen? I believe for all my needs to be met. So what am I going to do? How am I going to conduct my life? I'm going to obey that book. That way I'm on the receiving side all the time. The receiving, the blessing side. I'm on the blessing side of things. You study the Bible and you'll find out the blessing and the curse. It says every sickness and every disease is under that curse. It says all the good things are under the blessing. Now you and I get to choose what are we going to live under? Am I going to go to the darkness, live under the curse? No, I've been over there. I didn't like that. No, I don't want that. I'm going to live over here under the umbrella of God's blessing. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to believe. I'm not just going to just live over here and be blessed, but I'm going to pursue God. I'm going to pursue increasing my knowledge of God so that I can be of value to Him. Glory to God. Be ready for whatever He wants me to do. So that I can live well and live healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to live well. I want to stay healed. And I tell you, we've been living this way a long time. We have to believe God for different things. But He always takes care of us. He always sees us through it, gets us through it. And we rarely ever, I tell you the truth, we rarely ever even have to deal with symptoms. Because we don't leave any foothold for the devil. So it's God's will for you and me to be healed.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
My name is Kathy Asbridge. I live here in Lakeland, Florida, and I am married to my husband, Charles, who is a pastor at Life Church Lakeland, and we have four wonderful children that we're absolutely blessed with.
Well, about 10 years ago, my wife had a little mole on her arm and her bracelet was getting hung on it. And so without even thinking about it, we're both young, we just had our first child, I said, just go get it removed. Well, we got a call a few days later, an alarming call, which says that it's melanoma.
So they wanted to do surgery and they wanted to take more off. And their words to me were, if we don't, you'll be dead in 5 years. And so here I am, I'm just turned 27, I have my first child, and the idea of not being able to raise my son brought a lot of fear and anxiety in. And so we had the surgery.
And at that point, something began to click inside of me. And I'm so thankful for how I was raised, because my mother raised me with the teachings of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland. And I began to study. I began to listen to CDs, get on the internet, watch, get up by myself and watch KCM and so forth. And what is amazing was that God began to work within me and teach me again what I had learned at a young age.
Right after I'd had my second child, about a year later, I noticed two moles on me that were suspicious. So I went back to the dermatologist and had them removed, and again, they found melanoma. And so this is when a real journey began. They wanted to do more surgery, and I just didn't feel comfortable with that, and I started doing more natural methods for dealing with it. But I remember my husband, he kept telling me, this is a spiritual battle, it's not a physical battle. And this is when we really got plugged into Kenneth Copeland Ministry and their Believer Voice of Victory. We started watching those programs. We started learning about fear, how to overcome fear. But I remember soon afterwards, I had one of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's books. That was a devotional book. And I remember reading in there Psalm 103. And the words in the same scripture dealt with the fact that He forgives our sins and heals our diseases. And I never realized they were together in the same verse. I had no problem believing God to forgive my sins, but now this was a whole new light on Him healing my diseases, because I wanted to be around to raise my children.
I would love to sit here and tell you that one morning we woke up and everything was perfect and the birds were singing and the sky was blue. But in reality, we trudged through the hurricane waters for many, many years. I think it was 6 or 7 years we trudged through where we'd have a victory and then we would have a setback. Here I was, newly married, a new little boy, and the thought of raising the son by myself and the thought of going through all of that was just something that I couldn't bear. And I remember just laying in the floor, crying and sobbing in the floor, asking the questions that most would ask. Why? Why is this happening? How is this happening? Why me and all of this? There was absolutely no faith, absolutely nothing. It was just pure, raw fear and emotion. But God had mercy and He had grace, as He always does. And then slowly but slowly, through the teachings of Kenneth Copeland Ministry and through hearing Jerry Savelle and Creflo Dollar and Jesse Duplantis and Gloria Copeland, through getting this teaching into me, one day I was able to stand up. And through the process of that time, eventually I was able to raise my hand in the middle of the night and praise God for what I knew He would do, because He had promised it to me through Christ.
The third time that I dealt with the melanoma, I went to have prayer three different times with three different people. Only one knew me. But while they prayed for me, God led them to pray for my ministry. And that was so enlightening to me, because I was like, God sees past this. He sees the end result. Even though right now I'm dealing with this, He sees the end, which is that I'm working for Him and I'm in ministry.
We were so confident and we were so at peace. We were so full of the Holy Spirit and so full of God's Word that I remember when it came back, it was just like, no, no more. This is it. We declare it to be finished. We had walked and spoken God's Word so much for so many years without a definite medical declaration of healing. We had trusted God so long that we didn't need it anymore. We knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this thing was coming to an end.
For almost 10 years, Kathy and Charles Asbridge stood firm on their faith. And when they received a personal and powerful word from God, they knew that the battle had been won. Kathy has been healed, energetic, and symptom-free for many years. And as their family has grown, the dream of planting and pastoring a church was born. Kathy continues to grow and flourish as she teaches other women, lovingly mothers her four children, and supports her husband daily in ministering to their young and vibrant congregation.
You know, I've envisioned myself, I'm 90 years old, and I'm in a rocker, just, you know, praying and interceding for other people. That was part of the journey. Was the fact of seeing myself, God wants me whole. He wants me well. And I believe I'm going to be here to raise my kids. And I believe not only that, but they're gonna go on and they're gonna teach people how to live and walk by faith in God's Word.
If it wasn't for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, my wife would be dead and I would not have my three older children. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, because the devil wanted to stop what God had planned for my life. And so my heart truly goes out to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I think the world of what they do, and I think without them, there just would be millions that would not have the hope of Jesus Christ and know the power of God's Word that will change their life.
Like Kathy learned, God forgives our sins and heals our diseases, all of our diseases. Psalm 103:3. God forgives and He heals. Now, that takes care of every situation, doesn't it? So listen to this. Let me just read this Psalm 103 to you. It says, He forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Now, that settles the issue. The Lord heals all our diseases. He forgives all of our iniquities. He heals all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. That would be from accidents or storms or any bad thing. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Glory to God. Faith doesn't give up until the victory is complete. So when we pray today, you take it. You take hold of your healing. Father, and deliverance or anything else that you need. Father, I pray for every person listening today, all over the world, Lord, right now, I pray for them to be healed in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. That's my part. Your part is to say, I take my healing. I take it now. And then do something you couldn't do before. Begin to move something you couldn't move before. Whatever you couldn't do, do it now in the name of Jesus. That's acting on the Word of God. It is the will of God for you and me to live long on the earth and to live strong on the earth, to fulfill all of our days, glory to be, and be blessed while we're doing it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to get the Healing and Wellness Package. It's got faith action cards. You can take the scriptures around in your purse and go over them every day. Take them anywhere you go. It's got CDs. It's got a DVD. God wants you healed. We want you healed and you want to be healed. So order yours today and get in that healing flow. Glory to God. Join me tomorrow. I'll see you then. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God. Awaken your heart to Him and live in the blessing every day.